Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching was recorded at our 2010 Boston Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Tonight, I want to just share something with you that hopefully will tie everything I've been saying this week together. Again, I'd like to stress that I have this teaching on You've Already Got It. It goes a lot further into this teaching than what I've done this week. What I've done this week, I started along those lines, and then I've just kind of slowed down, and I've just been trying to drive home the point. And so that would really supplement what I've been talking about. Also, tonight I'm going to be talking about, here's the point. I've been saying that we're already blessed, that God has already given us everything, that His power is already on the inside of us. God, by grace, has already supplied it, and all faith does is reach out and appropriate what He's already provided. And so it's not up to God whether you get healed, delivered, set free. God has already provided it by grace. It's up to you whether you can reach out and receive it and appropriate it and rest in what God has said. That's what I've been saying, and yet a lot of people just struggle with this because they say, how can I believe that I'm already healed when I'm still in a wheelchair, when I've still got pain, when I still can't see, when I still can't hear? How can I believe that I'm already blessed and that God has taken care of my needs when, man, every day I'm sitting here struggling to put food on my table or to do whatever and you're behind on your bills? And most people are just overwhelmed by what they see, taste, hear, smell, and feel. And they can't believe that there's anything going on beyond what they can perceive with their senses. So what I want to do tonight is just try and describe to you that there is a spiritual world, there is a spiritual realm that God has released His power. And if you don't understand this, eventually you will sit there and if you took the things that I said this week and started saying that I believe that I've got the same power as raised Jesus from the dead on the inside, but if you don't see it with your eyes, eventually you will by default just start going with what you see and what you feel instead of what you believe is going on in the spiritual realm. So you've got to understand some things about the spiritual realm, and I'm going to try and explain that and show that all of the blessings of God, the grace of God, the power of God that I've been talking about is true in the spirit realm out here, but it's also true inside of us. Now, this is a foundational revelation that has just changed my life, and I've got an entire series entitled Spirit, Soul, and Body that deals with that. If you hadn't heard that, I believe everybody in the world ought to hear that. That is baby Christianity. This is Christianity 101. Every person ought to know spirit, soul, and body. That's the very first thing we teach in our school because it's a foundation of understanding everything else. I've also got another teaching that is going along with what I'm going to talk about tonight that's entitled Faith Builders. And it expands on what I'm going to talk about. I've got probably 20 or 30 hours worth of teaching on what I'm going to talk about tonight. So I'm not going to keep you that long, praise God. I'm going to give you just a real quick overview of this. But I encourage you to listen because if you don't understand, you know, the scripture says in Matthew 13:19, when it was the parable of the sower sowing the seed, and it says that this seed was sown into people's lives. But those that didn't understand, Satan came immediately and stole the word out of their heart. And this is, again, going back to making disciples and being a teacher. The Lord has shown me that it doesn't matter how excited a person gets. It doesn't matter how fired up you get, how motivated you are. You can be thrilled and excited, but if you don't understand, Satan comes and steals away the word. The only person that he had the ability to steal the word from them without any reservation was people that didn't understand. And again, this is what's happening in most of our churches. They're like cheerleading sessions. It's like a cheer, what do we call this? Pep rally, that's what I was trying to think of. Most churches are like a pep rally that they come and, man, you get fired up and, man, God loves me and it's God's will for me to prosper. And they say things that are true and they get you all excited and fired up. But how does it happen? I don't understand. What do I do? And if you don't have understanding, Satan steals the word from you, and it's the word that produces the results. And so you've got to understand. I've been saying that God's already blessed us. God has placed the same power on the inside of us that raised Christ from the dead. And some of you think, well, you're excited. But if you don't understand some things, you're going to go home and you're going to look in the mirror. And you're going to think, this is power. I'm like Jesus. And you're going to see zits and wrinkles and ugly. And you're going to think, you know what, I just don't understand this. And Satan will steal this truth from you and it won't produce. So I'm going to share some things tonight that hopefully if you will understand, if you will open up your heart and receive this, it'll help you to understand what I'm talking about and be able to retain it and walk in this. Let's turn over to 2 Kings chapter 6. And I want to use this illustration tonight to help make some of these points. 2 Kings chapter 6 is an instance where Elisha, the prophet of God, had been in communion with God, and every time the Syrians would try and attack the Israelis, God would tell Elisha about it. So Elisha would go tell the king of Israel, and the king of Israel would ambush the Syrians' ambush. So every time the Syrians tried to do something, it was like somebody was giving away their battle plans. And so here in 2 Kings chapter 6, it says in verse 11, "Therefore the heart of the king of Syria was sore troubled for this thing, and he called his servants and said unto them, Will ye not show me which of us is for the king of Israel?" In other words, he says, somebody's a traitor. Somebody's giving away my battle plans. That's the only way the king of Israel could be doing what he's doing, is somebody is informing him of all of my plans. And it says, "One of his servants said, None, my lord, O king, but Elisha, the prophet that is in Israel, telleth the king of Israel the words that you speak in your bedchamber." Man, is that awesome or what? And you know, Elisha didn't even have the Spirit the way you and I have the Spirit. He only had it in measure. You've got the fullness of the Godhead dwelling in you bodily. Colossians chapter 2, verses 9 and 10. We should be hearing the voice of God. It says over in John chapter 16, I believe it's verse 13, that when the Holy Spirit has come, He will show you things to come. And yet most Christians don't even know that that's available. Most Christians are just going through life kind of with blinders on. They're blind to things, and it's just a matter of time till you trip over something, fall over a cliff before you have some problem. And after we make a mess of things, oh God, help me out of this mess. If we would draw on the power of the Holy Spirit, He'll show you things to come. Did you know the Lord spoke to Jamie in January of 2008 and says, man, you better pull your money. We don't have a lot of money, but we got an inheritance from her dad. And she says, you better pull this money out of these risky stocks because the stock market is going to tank. God told her before it happened. Somebody said, oh, I can't believe that. Well, then it won't work for you. But the Bible says the Holy Spirit will show you things to come. The Holy Spirit will tell you that there's about to be a problem. I was scheduled on a flight one time that went to Costa Rica, and it landed in Mexico and then refueled and took off. And did you know what? The Lord told me not to go on that flight. And I didn't understand why. I called the people up and I said, I'm not coming. And they said, why not? And I said, well, I just don't want to go. And they said, we've already advertised. We've got people coming. And they start, and you know what? They got mad at me and they've never invited me back. But I just lost my peace about going. God laid it on my heart not to go. And did you know that that plane crashed and killed 169 people on board that I had already bought a ticket on? Holy Spirit will show you things. Man, what happened with Elisha isn't abnormal. This ought to be the normal Christian life. It ought to be natural. It ought to be normal that God speaks to you and tells you things. And yet most Christians, this is just off of our radar. We think, oh, that's a little weird. Maybe you full-time preachers, maybe the clergy, but us laity, we can't do that. This is normal Christianity. The Holy Spirit will show you things to come. He'll lead you into all truth. He'll bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever He's spoken to you, John 14, 26. It says in 1 John chapter 2, verse 20, you have an unction from the Holy One and you know all things. Most people search their little brain up here and they say, I know all things. I couldn't even find my glasses yesterday and they were on top of my head. And they say, I just don't understand the Bible. It isn't talking about your peanut brain up here, but in the spirit you have the mind of Christ, 1 Corinthians 2:16. And you do know all things. It's in here, but you got to first of all believe it and begin to start walking in it. So Elisha, as an Old Testament man who didn't have near what we have, did these things. We ought to expect this. And when the king of Syria heard about it, he says in verse 13, he said, go and spy where he is that I may send and fetch him. And it was told him, saying, behold, he is in Dothan. Therefore sent he thither horses and chariots and a great host. And they came by night and compassed the city about. And when the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, a host compassed the city both with horses and chariots, and his servant said unto him, alas, my master, how shall we do? That's just old English for he panicked. What are we going to do? And look at Elisha here. He answered, fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. You know, people will hear things like that and they'll get fired up. And again, they'll get excited and say, oh, praise God, God's with us. But then they don't understand it. And when they look out there and they see the armies, I mean, you could count the Syrians by 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000. There was thousands of Syrians. And then you look over and you go, 1, 2, Elisha and his servant. You know, it preaches good to say, praise God, the Lord is with us. And people get all fired up. But then they go home and they look and they think, there's only two of me and there's thousands of them. And if people don't understand, they will let what they see and what goes on in their brain override what God has spoken to their heart.
Well, that's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on what we've already been given in Christ. This teaching series was recorded at our 2010 Boston Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM242 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The 5th CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the 5th teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to invite you to consider coming to one of our Caris Bible colleges. You know, this is the most in-depth way that I have of touching a person's life is through sitting under the Word 4 hours a day, 5 days a week, for either 2 or 3 years. It just changes your life. And we have Bible colleges not only in Colorado Springs at our home office, but we have a total of 15 different Bible colleges scattered all around the world. I think that there's 7 in the United States. And you can get more information on that by calling us at 719-635-1111 and just request information about one of our Caris Bible colleges.